Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Savage Will by Timothy M. Gay. Narrated by Derek Shetterly. Prologue. Saving the Flower of American Womanhood. Screened by a covey of destroyers, the USS Iowa slipped away from Senegal under a veil of secrecy. It was unusual for an American battleship to be trolling Africa's Atlantic waters that far south. But the Iowa was no ordinary battle wagon. For much of the past month, she had been carrying the world's most powerful human being. Her proud crew had even installed a special circular bathtub to accommodate the disabled commander-in-chief. Allied naval officials were petrified that Nazi spies had spotted President Franklin Delano Roosevelt that Thursday afternoon, December 9, 1943, as he inspected Free French troops in Dakar. An FDR sighting, the brass feared, would be instantly relayed to the Berlin headquarters of Abwehr, Adolf Hitler's spy agency, which in turn would flag the Unterseeboot, or U-boat captains, praying in the Atlantic. The president's battleship, sure to be steaming west, would make for fat pickings if torpedoed and sunk. It would also make for a staggering Nazi propaganda coup. Roosevelt's convoy was on high alert as, sonar pinging, it zigged and zagged towards the Americas. FDR had just completed 3 weeks of grueling diplomacy, a furtive sojourn via ocean armada, transport plane, flying boat, and motorcade that had taken him past Gibraltar to Iran, Tunis, Cairo, Tehran, and back to Cairo again. After Allied troop morale-building stops in Tunisia, Malta, Sicily, and Senegal, he was finally heading back home aboard the Iowa. Roosevelt was ground down from his travails. At 3 different Middle East summit meetings, he was compelled to play both mediator and referee, juggling the oft-clashing aims of America's British, Russian, and Chinese allies, not to mention the territorial ambitions of prospective ally, Turkey. Forced to coddle the prickly personalities of British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin, Chinese Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek, and Turkish President İsmet İnönü, the president had earned some rest and relaxation. Sailing the high seas, a favorite pastime from his days as Assistant Secretary of the Navy, was the perfect tonic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?